Everything red as we look at a Tuesday sell-off. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. Final numbers coming up from USDA Report Day Markets. First, market analysis and report analysis. I grabbed that at the end of the session from Tom Fritz in Chicago. A bearish day in corn, soybeans, and wheat got a little worse after the USDA end of September report. And Tom, let's run through what was important in that report in your view. And first of all, the market reaction to it, a little bit lower than what we already were after the release.
Well, that's true, Andy. You know, the numbers... whether it was the stocks number, corn stocks come in bigger than expected, 195 million bushels bigger than expected. Now, some people will say, well, it's less than last year. Well, okay, but it's still bigger than what we were expecting. It's going to add to the carry-in, and we've got a big crop already. So, it's kind of like, So the reaction is we're looking at corn prices that we haven't seen. You got to go back to the beginning of the month to find corn prices this low. And as far as I'm concerned, we had been kind of a sideways market in D's corn, roughly between 420, 430. And as far as I'm concerned now, we're going to go see what's below 410. We've got great demand, but this stocks number tells us that we've got more corn to deal with. And, the only positive thing that I'm coming out of it is that the on-farm stocks were less than the off-farm stocks. I think it really would have been a whammy if we saw on-farm stocks bigger than off-farm. So, that's kind of a redeeming factor, if there are any redeeming factors here. And we've got wide open harvest. So where are you going to go? And adding to that is how bearish the wheat market is. Quarterly wheat stocks, they come in higher than expected by, 77 million bushels. Well, that's just the stocks. Now you're looking at the crop size, this past season's wheat crop. It was 58 million bushels higher than expected. So, you have greater availability. It's a bigger number. And so down we go. Then last but not least, soybeans, poor soybeans. We don't have any demand for a market that looks, or a crop that looks pretty decent so far. I'm hearing, pleasant, if not better than expected yields.
That's Tom Fritz, analyst with EFG Group in Chicago. Hey, farmers need equipment? Check out Purple Wave Auction every other Wednesday. They're running ag auctions where everything sells, no reserve, no games. What I love is how they let you talk directly with sellers. Got questions about that tractor? Just ask. That's the kind of hometown service you want. But here's the kicker. Your equipment gets seen by buyers across the entire country. Whether you're buying or selling, jump into Purple Wave's auction rhythm at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Sold means sold. On the Hat Tuesday Farm Market Review, December corn ends down 6 cents, 415 and a half. March, 432, a loss of 6 and a half cents. Novi beans, 8 and 3 quarters lower, 1001 and 3 quarters. January, 1020 and a quarter, a loss of 9 and a half cents. Down 11 and a half. December wheat, going to 508. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Tuesday Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.